We're holding in Tehillim Perkuf Tesvav. David HaMelech is saying, not for our sake, Hashem, but for your kindness, for your truth. And we discussed Chesed and Emet. Why should the nation say, where is Hashem? And this corresponds to what Moshe Rabbeinu said, what the nations are going to say. Our God is in heavens. He does whatever He wants. Atzabehim, their idols, Kesef, Zahav, are gold and silver. Masei de Adam, they're fashioned by men. They're man-made. Beleim veloy daberu, they have a mouth and they speak not. Einaim leim veloy ru, they have eyes and they don't see. Oznaim leim veloy yishmau, they have ears and they don't hear. Af leim veloy rechun, they have a nose and they can't hear. Yedehem, they have hands, veloy mishun and they can't feel. Raglehem, they have feet, veloy alechu and they don't walk. Lo yegu bigunam, they can't make a sound in their throat. Kemohem yiyosehim, David HaMelech adds a prayer. Those who fashion them, those who make them, should be just like them. Kol asher botech bem, all who have faith in them. Yisrael betach v'Hashem, Israel, you have faith in Hashem. Ezram u'maginam hu. He's the one who assists you. He's the one who protects you. And here, David HaMelech breaks Israel down to the different portions of Israel. There's the general Israel. There's Bet Aaron b'tchu v'Hashem ezram u'maginam hu. The house of Aaron should have faith in Hashem. He's their assistant. He's their protector. Yireh Hashem b'tchu v'Hashem, which is a reference either to the Levim or a reference to the Tzadikim. Those who fear Hashem should have faith in Hashem. He's their protector. And the parak continues, Hashem zecharanu yivarech, but we finished our minute.